again, everyone. It's a pleasure for the San Sebastian Film Festival to welcome to this festival and to this press conference Emily Watson, a British actress, who, as you know, will receive the Donostia Award. Since 1996, she debuted in the cinema in the drama by Lars von Trier, Breaking the Waves, and whose last work in the film Everest, which was premiered in the last edition of the Mostra de Venezia. Emily Watson has given us a gift with all of types of characters, with intelligence and sensitivity. As a recognition to this brilliant career of over 30 titles, the San Sebastian Film Festival is giving her this evening the Donostia Award in this 63rd edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival. Without further ado, I'm sure you're eagerly awaiting to ask her questions. First questions, please. Second row there. Good afternoon and congratulations for the award. I would like to ask Emily Watson how she plans, how she plans her career, if she does, when you've got such a diverse range of films. And just as Edurne just mentioned, Breaking the Waves by Lars von Trier, who's a very important director, and commercial successes like Everest. And also whether you found out about the following piece of news: a ceiling fell while someone was watching Everest in a film theater. The ceiling fell, and quite fortunately nothing happened to the audience, but they got quite frightened in Madrid at a film theater.
Okay, well, that's bad. In answer to your question, I don't really have a plan. I guess it's a gypsy. It really is a gypsy life. It's you just go with the wind and where it takes you. Which, when you're 22, is really fun. But when you're my age and you've got kids and a family, it's quite challenging. I guess if there's been a plan, it's always been to try and do things that feel they have something, integrity, or I don't know, just that have something about them that I love. You know, and that's successful sometimes and not on others, but you can't really have a plan as an actor. I'm sorry, apologize to my agent who's sitting right here. But I think it's true.
Hi. It's a genuine pleasure to have you here, so thank you very much for coming. I would like to ask you, how do you feel better in front of the cameras for cinema or for TV, or in front of an audience in the theater, or dubbing films, because you've also dubbed animation films? Thank you very much. Where do you feel more comfortable?
I think most comfortable on film. And film and TV is where I feel most comfortable. I think they're very different, obviously. Theatre, I've always found, I've loved doing theatre, but I found it very difficult to do 8 shows a week. You have to do it again and again and again and again, and I found that very challenging. I remember getting to the dress rehearsal of an amazing theatre show I was in and just realising that we had to do it again, and feeling that I didn't know how to repeat myself. I love the medium of film. I feel it's been my home. I feel at home there. But I also love TV. You work much faster, and there's a real muscularity and a rhythm to it, which is thrilling too.
Well, sorry, Ola. Congratulations.
Congratulations. I would like to know how it feels winning an award like the Donostia Career Achievement Award. Thank you very much.
It feels quite strange. it feels really lovely. I don't feel old enough, but then I still think of myself as 23, so It's very funny because usually I have a rule that I will do press and I will do, you know, I will go to festivals and do all this kind of stuff for a project, for a film, for a, you know, a piece of work that I, in support of that, but I don't do it just for me. And it's really hard. I'm very good at pretending to be other people, but to sit here and just be me is quite challenging. Yeah.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Next question, please. Congratulations for the award, above all, first of all, and I would like to ask you whether, in a positive way or not, having been directed in your debut by Lars von Trier, whether that's marked your career, and up until now, do you think that you would like to do it again, whether your agent proposes it or not? Is it exhausting as people say it is to work with Lars von Trier?
I think he's had, you know, a bad rap over the years. Maybe, you know, he has a reputation for being difficult with actresses, but I had an amazing experience with him. It was very challenging and very tough, but I'd never done a film before. I didn't really know what to expect, and I found it creatively an incredibly immersive experience. And the way that he works is you're not aware of that you're making a movie. You're just acting, you're just doing the scenes over and over and over, and you get more and more and more and more into it. And that was amazing. So yes, I think it's marked my career. I think, you know, I was that crazy girl from Breaking the Waves for a long time, but I think it's, you know, you do something extreme and people ask you to do other extreme things. So it's given me, it's opened many, many doors for me, and really gave, it started my career and gave me many opportunities. So I feel very grateful to him. And I'm not sure that I knew what acting was before I did that film.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Next question, please. Front row, it seems. There we go. Hi again. I'd like to know whether you had any references of the Donostia Award, and if so, who told you about the Donostia Award, if someone has told you about the Donostia Award beforehand?
I didn't actually know about it until, I mean, obviously I knew of this festival. I'd not been before, but I didn't know of the award until I was told that it had been given to me. So, but then I read the long list of people who've received it before, and I feel unbelievably honored and slightly surprised. Yeah.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Buenas tardes.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, good afternoon. I would like to ask you, you're very young, that the truth is, for an award, but how films have changed over during your career? What has been most difficult for you? What has made it especially hard for working in films for you? How have films gotten worse, or what positive surprises did you find throughout your career, throughout your acting career, let us say?
That's a really difficult question. I'm actually, in answer to the first part of your question, I'm actually 96 and I've got a very good plastic surgeon. Yeah, no, I don't feel old enough for this, but there you go. Have films got worse? I don't know. I think they go in cycles. They go in, it's a cyclical thing, and things become fashionable and one thing makes money and then everybody runs after that and wants to do that over and over again, and then it fails and then they find something else, and it just goes in cycles. But I think great stories always come to the surface. You know, there will always be great, interesting directors who manage to make movies despite the system. and I'm really lucky, I think, to have worked with one or two of those. As an actor, you can't, you know, people ask you as if you represent the industry in some way, and all you're doing is trying to find your own way through a path, and your path is always particular to you. And I've found it fantastic. I feel I can't complain at all. It's been amazing. It's been amazing. I've had the most incredible journey and worked with the most thrilling people. And it's a great life. And, you know, here I am in San Sebastian being honoured. It's really been amazing.
Next question, please. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Congratulations for your award. If you were to give this award to some actress, what actress would you recognize, or would you give the award to, the Donostia Award? And I would also like to know whether you know anything about Spanish films.
Ooh, again, another very difficult question. Who would I give this award to? I mean, there are many actresses in my country that I love and respect. There's a generation of women who go before me who I think, people like Helen Mirren and Maggie Smith and Judi Dench and Eileen Atkins, there's a generation of women who came through the theatre and are properly trained classical actresses who have now become world famous through working in films, and they have the true story muscle. They know how to tell a story, and they put that first before their own vanity, before themselves. And I'd love, you know, I love to honor those women because they are of my tradition, and they're all amazing. And I can't remember the second part of the question.
Spanish cinema.
Oh, sorry. Not much. A little, but not much.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Next.
Obviously. But beyond that, I'm not.
Sí. Welcome and congratulations.
To what extent does physique condition an actress in certain roles? That is, your aspect, your physique, your face, how you look. How does that condition you for certain roles? Does that affect actresses? Your look, that is to say, how does that affect you to achieve certain roles? Or does it affect actresses? Is it difficult for if you've got a certain physique, you can't do certain roles, if you catch what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that's absolutely true. I think the way you look is very important in casting a role. I think, you know, there's the obvious question, the kind of the Hollywood look and all of that, which is, you know, a whole difficult thing to manage. But I feel I've been quite fortunate in that I've always been cast for a different reason than necessarily looking like a Hollywood actress. I think if you're interesting and different and really alive in yourself, then you get interesting work. But yeah, there's always pressure about the way that you look. But that's being a woman, surely. It's, you know.
I'm going to ask you two questions related to the role of women. I think that thanks to Angela's ashes, I always, and most of the audience, we see you as an eternal mother and war horse. And you're like the mother of British cinema. I'm not too sure whether you're interested in playing something which is a bit more maternal, perhaps a villain, for example, which is in fashion with women who in commercial cinema are playing roles of villains. And what's your opinion? Second question, how have you positioned yourself vis-a-vis the feminist activist movement of the Oscars in the last gala of the Oscars, when women are starting to claim equality and equal salaries. And what do you think about that? What's your position about what happened in the Oscars and women claiming equal salary and more roles and so on and so forth that took place in the Oscars last year? That's the second question. I hope you remember the first.
I don't remember
the first. Oh, yes. Being a mother, that's right.
I'm a mother, so I love, you know, I feel, yeah, I've played a lot of mothers, but then a lot of really interesting women are mothers. It's not one or the other, I think. And, you know, that is a distinction necessarily made by the media. I mean, yes, I'd love to play a villain, and it's always fun to do a wide spectrum of things, but I think women of my age who are interesting and who are represented in cinema, many of them have children. I think that's, you know, I think that's a good way to look at it. In terms of equal pay and all of that, there's obviously a question to be answered in the industry about how all that is divided up, but I don't feel it's my personal quest. I just feel like I feel grateful that I do a job that I love and somebody pays me, and yes, of course, it's an issue to be addressed. But I'm not jumping on a high horse about it.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Hi, is there any director that you would like to especially work with?
Well, some of the directors I've already worked with, I'd love to work with again. Some of them are dead. I'd love to make another movie with Robert Altman, because he was the most extraordinary human being, and that's been one of the great privileges of being in this job, is to meet those kind of guys along the way. He just did things differently. He didn't play by anybody's rules, and he was a kind of philosopher of the human spirit, and he was an amazing guy. I'd love to make another movie with Paul Thomas Anderson, because he's amazing. But I think, yeah, there are great directors out there that I would love to work with still. I mean, you know, there's many unfulfilled ambitions in that department. I'd love to make a movie with Todd Haynes. It's a long list, but you just, as I said before, it's a gypsy life, and you just have to kind of wait for the, however successful you are, you're still waiting for the phone to ring.
Enhorabuena por el premio.
Congratulations for the award. When you choose a role, what's most important, the story in general, your role per se, or the people that are involved in the project? Thank you.
I think all of those things are important. I could never do a role if I thought the script was really stupid, if I thought the role was really stupid. But, you know, everything's relative, and there has to be something in there that inspires me that I think, oh, yes, I could, you know, if I read a script and then I find myself imagining myself. And, you know, I'm in the bathroom brushing my teeth and I'm just imagining myself doing it. I think, okay, there's something here. It just takes you. But also a lot of my decisions are about my life and I have children and, you know, I don't want to go too far from home and all those kind of things as well. It's, you know, but it all kind of balances out.
I was listening to and watching you. I remember Hillary, your very tense, intense roles, like in Hillary and Jackie. Don't you think you would be better in comedies? You could probably do some great roles in comedy, don't you reckon?
I would love to do some comedy. Yes, I would. I think there's a great well of undiscovered me waiting to do some comedy. Yeah, no, I would love to do some comedy. I think I'd be good at it, actually.
Hi, Emily. Have you interested in directing a film? Have you asked yourself that question?
I did when I was younger, think about it for about 5 minutes, but I think you have to be a leader of a team, and you have to be so multi-skilled, and it takes making one movie takes over years of your life. I think I do one very particular thing well, but I don't think I could do, and maybe I could, but not while I've got small kids. I don't know. I think to make a movie is as big a commitment as having a child, I think. And I think that, you know, it takes an incredible force of nature to be a movie maker.
¿Alguna pregunta más?
Any further questions? I would like to know, of all of the roles that you've played, your nomination for Hillary and Jackie for the Oscars has been published quite a lot in the media. But apart from that role, what other roles that you remember with more endearment, for example, in your filmography? What's the role that sticks to you that you've loved apart from, obviously, Hillary and Jackie?
Well, I think Bess in Breaking the Waves was... you know, she was the first cut is always the deepest, they say. That was a pretty amazing role to play. But I loved Gosford Park, playing that role in, that was just the best fun. It was such good fun. And to play somebody that was irreverent and cheeky, and I loved playing in Punch Drunk Love with Adam Sandler. And that was really special because the director said to me, I don't want you to do any of your usual research. I don't want you to come, you know, with prepared in a whole acting thing. I just want you to turn up and be yourself. And then occasionally he would lean over and say, these are not the droids you're looking for. And it was just it was such fun being in that movie. It was a really, really special experience. I love the film I did called The Proposition, which is an Australian film. I don't know. It's like being asked to name your favorite child. There's been quite a few.
¿Alguna pregunta más?
Any further questions?
Dejamos la última.
Okay, this is the last question. We'll allow you to ask this. This is the last question. Okay. I'm not too sure whether you could talk to us about your up-and-coming projects or that you're possibly working on, if you are. Thank you very much.
I've actually just taken a bit of a break, so I haven't really got that much left in the can. I just had a whole slew of things coming out Everest, and then I have just done a piece for British television, for the BBC, a television version of the Dresser, the play The Dresser. But that was an amazing job for me because it was with Anthony Hopkins and Ian McKellen, the two of them, which was just really a treat to go to work every day doing that. And after that, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do next.
Thank you very much to everyone. Thank you.